Welcome back to Second and Short. It is Monday, March 31st, 2025. MLB opening weekend has been unbelievable. From 9 home run games, double-digit strikeout performances, and an 0-3 start because of a horrible bullpen. And could be 0-4. We're already losing in the, first inning, second inning of Sunday Night Baseball. So the Braves are off to a hot start, but calendar about to turn over to April, which means we are now going to turn our focus from NFL free agency to the draft. It's draft content all the way throughout, all the way leading up to that draft night special. Mark your calendars. April 24th, live here on YouTube. Draft night special. Me, Colin, Nathan, Luke, and Mike, all in person, covering every pick of the first round. Make sure you mark your calendars and make sure you're subscribed here on YouTube and you turn on post notifications. You good?
No.
Okay. He's not good. But make sure that you're subscribed here while Colin coughs. And then, of course, like and go ahead and comment your favorite moment from MLB opening weekend thus far. Make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok. That's where we're posting a bunch of short form content and keeping you up to date with everything we've got going on. So, with that being said, Colin, how are you doing today, other than the cough to start the show?
Doing great. Did you guys see that, it's probably from a while ago, but when Florida was cutting the net, I guess it was from, was it SEC Championship that they won?
Or probably.
Something?
I don't know.
Their center didn't have to get on the ladder?
Oh, the 7'9" guy? Yeah, we were talking about this guy last night. He doesn't play, I guess. I was under the impression that he was playing all the time. But he's 7'9", which is cool. Yeah, it's crazy.
I was just watching the video and like all the players are like getting on a ladder to cut and he just walks around the ladder and it's just like...
Yeah, no, that's wild. Marcelo Zuna just grounded out. MLB opening weekend for everybody but Braves fans, it's probably been a good time. Pirates fans, not so much either. Maybe worse than what we're having. But a lot of things to talk about. Today, we're going to do a traditional MLB recap.
Wow.
The first of many to come for the next 6 months.
My heart is full.
Yeah. The MLB recap is back, and we're going to have some fun today with that. And then we're also going to do a tier list. So last year we had a really good quarterback class, so we did a quarterbacks tier list. I think we also did a wide receiver tier list as well.
I think we did a lot of tier lists.
Well, yeah, because then we ended up doing all the starting quarterbacks in the NFL like a month after the draft. This is our only tier list we're doing for draft coverage. It's the edge rushers. It's easily... I'm not calling it the edge tier list. It's just what is written down on the prep sheet. It is the edge rushers tier list. I picked like 15 different... I picked 15 different edge rushers from this upcoming draft class, put them into a tier list thing. We're going to fill out the tier list here on the podcast. And then I'm sure we'll have some time at the end here to play some games, probably do some batter up. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe one or two games. We won't keep you guys here too long.
Whoa, you hit Ozzy, bro. I end you.
Yeah, watch it, Nick Pivetta. All right. Anything big that we need to cover before the MLB? Was there any big news in the NFL that's happened in the past couple of days? I don't think so.
Kirk was eating at a Chipotle in Cleveland.
No. That was in Westlake.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why did I say hashtag Browns then?
I don't know. It just said Westlake, as in Atlanta.
I just saw the picture and I saw the hashtag and I thought it was in Cleveland.
No, I don't think so. I think it was in Atlanta, right? I don't know. Because when you sent that, because I think Mike also maybe thought it was in Cleveland. Maybe he thought it was in Westlake and he said leave him there as in he can work at that Chipotle instead of playing for the Falcons. I don't know what the deal was. We're not going to spend 15 minutes researching about Kirk Cousins and what Chipotle he was at today.
Swing the fucking bat.
All right. That doesn't mean anything. There's also Westlake, which is in Atlanta. How do you know that? No, shut up. I'm done with this. All right. You're wrong.
What? How can you just flat out say you're wrong?
Because I can. I mean, I have free will. Okay, into the MLB recap. We'll get it started, and I think we have to talk about the Yankees first because of how much they're scoring runs.
I guess.
I mean, me and Luke already... What the hell was that, Michael Harris? All right, back to the Yankees. Me and Luke already covered opening day where they start off with the leadoff home run and whatnot, and then they had kind of a nail-biter from there. Not the case on Saturday. 9 home runs by the Yankees on Saturday. They go back to back to back to begin the game. New leadoff hitter, Paul Goldschmidt, leads off the game with a home run. Then he's followed by Cody Bellinger with a home run. And then Aaron Judge. And then Judge decided to do it 2 more times. Judge hit 3 home runs in this game. It was, I believe, his 3rd 3 home run game of his career. And the Yankees end up scoring 20 runs. Funny enough, didn't they commit like 5 errors in this game? Yeah.
Yeah.
The defense committed 5 errors. Luckily, they scored 20 runs. They won 20-9. Yeah. 13 hits by the Brewers.
Yeah, like, Brewers still put up 9 runs, which any other game, you're probably going to win that.
Yeah, yeah. The problem was Nasty Nestor.
did we get a position player pitching?
Yes. Jake Bowers, fun fact, Jake Bowers not only pitched yesterday, he pitched today, too.
And got that out of hand today, too?
Yeah. Yeah. Sunday. You get to Sunday. 4 home runs by the Yankees. So the 9 home runs was the 2nd most by a team in a single game all time. You get to Sunday, they win 12-3. I believe Jake Bowers did get on the mound. I could have been wrong about that, but I think I saw something about him pitching a 2nd time. Yeah, he got on the mound again. Leads the team in ERA with 0. yeah, Sunday, 4 home runs by the team. Judge, 1-for-1. It was a home run in the 1st inning. Next time he comes up, 2 outs, nobody on base, intentional walk. Brings up Jazz Chisholm. He hits his 1st of 2 home runs in this game with 2 outs. So Judge scores all 4 times he went to the plate. It's just 1 time he hit a home run. The other 3 times he walked and still came around. Jazz went 3-for-5 with 2 home runs. Goldie went 3-for-5 as well with an RBI. He scored 2 runs, and Ben Rice had himself a home run as well. This Yankees offense, incredible.
Yeah, it looks insane right
incredible,
now.
Incredible at the moment. So we'll just have to see how things change. Goldie in the leadoff spot is insane. I thought Austin Wells in the leadoff spot was kind of crazy in the first place. Paul Goldschmidt at like the ripe age of 100.
Absurd.
Is starting off the year with a 500 on base percentage and a 750 slugging at the leadoff spot.
Dominguez still batting 125 though, so.
Yeah, no, Jason Dominguez right on pace for what I thought he'd do. Yeah, yeah, Aaron Judge does have a 1800 slugging. So good luck with that. Good luck keeping that one up, dude.
Bro, how is Yelich batting 100?
Yeah, Yelich's not loving the DH spot.
But also Wild Bill's struggling too.
Yeah, Wild Bill's not off to a hot start, and his brother's eating his bat tape. So I don't know what's going on with the two of them. It has been a mess for them. The Brewers are just a weird, really weird team on paper and when you watch them play. Let's talk about the Braves start. Oh, yeah, let's talk. We have to talk about the Torpedo Bats. I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah, what the fuck?
They look ugly. We'll start there.
These work?
I guess. So the idea is that they're putting more of the weight, more of the material in the barrel, like the sweet spot, and then that's narrowing out the end and the hands go higher up. So you have more mass in the part of the bat where you want to make contact with, but also it reduces rolling over and getting under the ball when you have more on the barrel. So you're not going to hit the barrel more, and it isn't going to get popped up as much. My issue is the sharp, not sharp angle, but the curve, like the oblong part of the barrel that I feel like creates some unusable spin, especially when you're hitting off the far end. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to be spit like a ball that maybe would have hit the line is going foul because of that if you're hitting it off the end of the barrel.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks so weird.
How is this like allowed?
That's what I'm...
How is it legal?
That's what I don't get. I don't know how this is legal, and I have a feeling the MLB is doing a lot of investigating on it.
Yeah.
But the Yankees are not the only team that's allowed to use it. I mean, they had some physicist or whatever put together this idea, and they're using them, and it's obviously working. But Ryan Jeffers of the Twins, he pulled out one today. And then the Orioles hitting coach said that they are working on their own version behind closed doors.
Everybody's about to start using
it. Yeah, that's the thing. Okay, the MLB has 2 options. You just, in the first week of the season, you go, nobody can use these. Not until we figure out the deal with them. Or you say, all right, if you want to use them, use them. And you just kind of do the research as it goes. My problem is, how are we doing this? But if they don't ban it because they don't know what's going on, how can they justify when they did the whole sticky stuff breakdown in the middle of the year? Mm-hmm. I think this is almost equivalent.
Yeah, the difference between that picture is just insane.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's truly unbelievable. Like, if you guys have ever watched like Bat Bros videos or anything, they use those measuring things to measure the barrel. That's unreal how close to your hands that barrel is. It's crazy. And obviously it forces you to have to hit on the barrel, which, I mean, there's training bats, millions of training bats made for that. But when you do get chopped off, it almost benefits you, but you can't hit off the end. You cannot hit off the end of the bat. That's the only problem.
One pitcher I'm throwing outside all day.
Yeah.
Sliders away.
Yeah, sliders away. If you're facing opposite-handed batter, then...
Sinkers low.
Yeah, away. Sinkers, change-ups. What do you got, Nathan?
So I just looked up the MLB rule on bats, and rule 3.02 covers the bat itself. It says the bat shall be a smooth, round stick, not more than 2.61 inches in diameter at the thickest part, and not more than 42 inches in length, and the bat shall be one piece of solid wood.
Okay.
So, as long as it isn't above that determined 2.61, diameter, 2.61 inches, it's legal to put the weight wherever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have both worked with a lot of baseball bats. You know that certain bats are end-loaded, mid-loaded.
Sure. So, but this is a whole different ballgame of weight distribution. This is
different shapes. Also, I pose you a question. Is this a high-risk, high-reward kind of bat? Or do you think isn't there?
I don't think there's that much risk. How many MLB guys are really hitting off the end of the barrel? Or the end of the bat?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
That's the conversation.
It would be high risk. It would be high risk, high reward for a high school guy using this.
Yeah.
What?
But like, if MLB hitters aren't taking one off the end cap, like, and MLB hitters aren't typically going to swing at something that's going to chop off their hands. So it obviously is just going to work because these guys barrel up the baseball 9 times out of 10.
Exactly. They should be.
Yeah.
Are we going to see a record-breaking exit velo with this then?
I don't know. I don't know how it affects exit velo. That's the thing.
You would think like, it would
what
be
is
higher.
It? Yeah, but like, what is it that it's like scientifically changing?
I'm going to see if I can find the exit velos or the home runs during
this game.
That
just keeps fucking changing. Can we just fucking just use normal bats?
Give them metal pipes. Go back to the good old days. No helmets.
Stop using baseballs. Just use rocks.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh my God. God, just end me. The Braves are just... Whoa. Can't, bro. Get Chadwick out from behind the plate, bro. Take off your Tyler Flowers mask unless you're going to defend like him.
He was really good behind the plate.
I loved Tyler Flowers. And shout out to him for making one of the best catcher's masks ever.
Yeah.
I know all the umpires love him. I've talked to a couple of them.
T-Flo.
Yeah. Let's talk about... this play that Dansby Swanson made the game.
That was so good.
Walk-off defensive play by Dansby Swanson against the Diamondbacks. I guess they must have been shifted to where the third baseman was playing back and off the base with the runner on third. And Dansby fields it, looks at the play to go one to get the out, but then sees that Garrett Hampson is rounded third. Nobody's playing third, but he's going back to third base. Dansby runs him down, makes the tag on him to finish the game, get the third out in the ninth. But what's crazy is that this is not the only time that Dansby Swanson has made a walk-off defensive play against the Diamondbacks. He did it with the Braves. In 2018, we were up by, I think, 2 runs. One runs, so he fielded one like deep in the hole, diving stop, gets up, makes the throw home. First guy scores, second guy gets tagged out at the plate to win the game. But the D-backs are also the team that drafted him number one overall out of college. So I think Dansby just hates the Diamondbacks, I think.
Could be.
But it was a hell of a play. Speaking of walk-offs, we have to talk about the Marlins. I mean, what a weekend. They are 3-0 to start the year.
Best team in the NL East.
Yeah, 3-0 to start the year, and they walk off the Pirates for the third time in this series, become the first team with three walk-off wins in their first series of the season since the Brewers in 1901. So yesterday, they stayed alive in the eighth with a beautiful home run robbery by Griffin Conine, who is, by the way, the son of Mr. Marlin, Jeff Conine. And we'll get back to that actually right now, because he robs that home run, then they end up walking it off in the bottom of the ninth. Okay? Today, Sunday, Griffin Conine homered to tie the game in, I believe, the eighth inning. And today was the day that Jeff Conine was inducted into the Marlins Hall of Fame. Crazy for his family. These last 2 days have been amazing. Bottom of the ninth, Xavier Hill reaches on a hit to third, steals second, advances to third while stealing second on a throwing error. He's standing on third. First pitch after that, David Bednar, wild pitch. Xavier Hill scores for the game winner.
Do it yourself, kid.
Yeah.
Is that just for the Yankees game?
So just for the Yankees on Saturday, 13 balls in play over 100 miles per hour.
That's a lot.
Yeah, these bats are juiced. Hey.
It's a lot.
Braves, get your hands on some of these guys.
I was about
guys.
To say.
Because their three home runs were on three straight pitches, to end the top of the first, yep. Rhys Hoskins put one in play at 106.4 for a line out.
Oh, good gracious.
The next three pitches all had an exit velocity off the bat of 109.2, 108.3, and 115.
Oh, my God.
So four pitches in a row exit or came off the bat.
Yeah.
Over 106 miles an hour.
115 by Judge. Ooh.
I don't think that was the hardest of the game.
Really? It'll have a list of them at the top.
AJ's got bases loaded.
It was, sorry. And the next highest was only 109.8, and it was by a Brewer.
Bryce Chirang.
It is. And then it was Dominguez, Chisholm, and Pereza.
All right. But yeah, back to the... Well, I guess I was done with the Marlins. But yeah, shout out the Marlins for that. Make and do. But I think we do all need to keep in mind this was against the Pirates all three times. So take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Conine's robbery?
I did.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, it was insane catch. It was unbelievable. Because like every now and then you get a robbery. Like the one, was it Ozzy that got robbed in the left field corner?
Yeah.
In that one game. That one's, you know, fine, whatever.
It's going to be for a second home run of the game.
Yeah. But when you jump up and you catch the ball like this and your hand goes down the wall and then you have to pull it back over, that's an impressive robbery. Oh,
right to him, right to him, right to him.
Catch it. Yes, Mike. Got out of bases loaded. Luis Arias, still no hits on the season. Okay, Jacob DeGrom, season debut. Kind of killed it. Five innings pitched, six strikeouts, two hits, no runs.
Is he back?
He might be back.
I hope not.
Probably not. He's probably not back. Back as in back on the IL? Maybe.
I would say that has been a good series all weekend.
Yeah.
The Red Sox Rangers.
Red Sox Rangers has been awesome. Adolis Garcia is having a good weekend.
So is Abreu for the Red Sox.
Yeah, Willier Abreu is a dog. Christian Campbell got his first career home run as well. Had a lot of fun stuff going on in that series.
I'm pretty sure all the scores have been close.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I don't think there's really
I think
been
the
like a
largest
big...
deficit was like three runs.
Yeah, 5-2 on opening night.
And then 4-1, 4-3.
3-2. That's a hell of a series right there.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Red Sox, though. Or, sorry, the Rangers for the three wins. Speaking of this series, Rafael Devers in this series, 0 for 16 with 12 strikeouts. He was 0 for 12 with 10 strikeouts, which was a record. Most strikeouts in the first three games of the season at 10. I would assume 12 in the first four is probably a record, too, if I had to guess. But
dude, come on.
What do you? They literally made him stop playing defense, and he got worse at hitting. How does that even happen? He did walk.
For an RBI. He walked for an RBI.
Yes, he did walk for an RBI with bases loaded. And then got pinch ran for, I think. yeah, that series has just been chaos. Jesus Luzardo made his Phillies debut. Five innings pitched, 11 strikeouts.
Fuck.
Gave up two runs, but pretty good showing for him.
They lost today, baby.
Yeah.
Fucking Nola.
Yeah, Nola not looking good in that one.
The thing is, he started off fine.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of just lost it. Speaking of starting off fine, did you guys see what the Rockies did on Friday?
I did not.
Nathan, pull up the box score, and Colin, I'd just like you to tell me what was wrong in that game on Friday with the Rockies. Rockies, Rays.
Is this Friday?
Is that Friday or Saturday, Nathan? Friday was their first game. They didn't play on opening day. Go to the box score. All right, scroll down to the pitching. Now, what looks wrong here? What looks wrong? Why did they pull Kyle Freeland?
Yeah.
Look, he threw 67 pitches in six innings and struck out seven. He gave up two hits, no runs, no walks, and they pulled him.
Yeah.
And then they proceeded to give up the three runs that lost them the game. What are we doing? Yeah. Kinley with the 54 ERA is pretty brutal. But, I mean, what are we doing pulling Kyle Freeland on opening day? And he hasn't given up a run or a walk, and he struck out seven in only 67 pitches.
That's absurd.
Man had thrown 14 balls.
53 strikes.
It's unreal. Yeah, he was literally throwing 11 pitches an inning, and he had seven strikeouts. And you pull him. What are you doing, Bud Black? Like, this is actually not real.
I would be so pissed.
Yeah, it's crazy. Also, shout out to me. Ryan Pepiot was in my AL East preview as a guy that just might have a big jump. Yeah, Freeland had 15 first pitch strikes too. Ryan Pepiot, six innings pitch, two hits, two runs, only one earned, one walk, eight Ks. Shout out Pepiot. He's taking a big step this year, trust. Let's talk about Max Scherzer. He got pulled from his start. He gave up two home runs and then went to the dugout and told John Schneider after the third inning, this is a direct quote, imminent danger.
Oh.
Okay. Interruption. Breaking news from Nathan. Buster only reports that the Braves have put in an order for new bats popularized by the Yankees. We're getting torpedo bats, boys. Just in time for the Dodgers series. Get them shipped to the Dodger Stadium. Yeah, Drake Baldwin will be hitting a home run this time. But yeah, Max Scherzer got pulled, and what he said was that he was going to be in imminent danger if he didn't get pulled from the game, which is just so Max Scherzer to be that dramatic. But I guess it was due to a thumb injury that he's been trying to pitch through, and he said that it just got to a point where it was just like there was so much stress on his thumb and on his lat from pitching that he just couldn't do it. And then like he was being very dramatic in the like press conference. He was like, he said something like, this is just the kind of injury you can't pitch through, and I'm not going to pitch until I'm better, or like something like that. I'm like, okay, dude. So I guess come Monday, you can assume that Max Scherzer is going on at least the 10-day. I don't know what the deal was, but it's also very, I was going to say Nationals. It's very him and Steven Strasburg to give up two home runs and then just be like, oh, I'm hurt. Because both of them loved doing that for a couple of years. Felix Bautista, he's back. Very much back. Nathan, I need you to pull up Felix Bautista's three strikeouts. Yeah.
Orioles.
The Orioles. Just, if you look up Felix Bautista, I'm sure Pitching Ninja posted the compilation. Made his first appearance since 2023. Struck out the side for the save.
Hell yes.
The splitter's looking filthier than ever.
Love it.
All three strikeouts were on the splitter.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, we're talking an 89-mile-per-hour splitter to pair with a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. It's unbelievable.
Go ahead and give him reliever of the year.
Brother, it's this one.
Oh.
What? What? I mean, what are we talking about? That's unhittable. That last one is unbelievable. You got Andrés Giménez had no chance.
Yeah. He just, you can see that his look after he swung, he's just like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is literally like a fuck you pitch right there. It's crazy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Speaking of splitters, somebody didn't have theirs. Roky Sasaki, big time struggle in his first start since the Tokyo series. 1.2 innings pitch, he gets pulled, gave up three hits, two runs, four walks, had two strikeouts. He only had 32 strikes on 61 pitches. Mm. And in the second inning, He didn't get a single strike with a splitter, and he threw six of them. Mm. Yeah. Not good. It was yesterday, whatever Saturday's game was for them. Yeah. Mm. Not good. Not good at all for Roki Sasaki.
And yeah, they still win.
Yeah, of course the Dodgers still won, but not a good one for Sasaki.
Yeah, shout out Brant Herder for the Tigers.
Yeah, and Reese Olson. Shouting out Brant Herder for something else, but Reese Olson pitched very well.
He went to school right down the road.
Yeah?
He went to Woodstock.
Ah,
pitch for Georgia Tech.
Nice. The only Georgia Tech guy I'm rooting for in the league right now is Christian Campbell.
Big motherfucker.
Yeah?
Yes. Like, huge. And he's lefty.
The Tigers just have so much cool pitching. Also, why did Kenta Maeda come in to finish this game? It's just an odd move to me.
But they're not playing today, right?
No.
So you're telling me the Dodgers get an off day before they play us too?
Yeah.
Mm.
No, they already played today, right? No, they didn't play today. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. Nathan, I need you to, once again, pull up a video. Look up Seth Brown, and I'm sure you'll find it. Seth Brown saw five balls in an at-bat. Nobody said anything, and then he got walked. He had two balls on 3-2. The count was 3-2, twice.
Okay, wait,
look at this. Okay, there's ball one, okay? He fouls off the next pitch. Here's ball two, all right? Fouls off, so there's ball three. That made it 3-1. He fouls one off, ball four. Nobody says anything. Commentators, nothing. Then you get ball five.
Imagine if they would have called him for a check swing on that last one.
That would have been hilarious. But yeah, he saw five. He didn't know. The umpire didn't know. The pitcher, the catcher, nobody said anything. The commentators, nothing.
Seems like nobody had any idea what was going on. Like, even like no reaction from the fans?
Yeah, and so I looked at ESPN. That was the last pitch that they recorded. And then that pitch comes through, and he gets to walk. But the one before that is the last one they showed, and then they showed him getting the walk. How does that happen?
That's whack.
We just got done with spring training where all the catcher had to do was tap his helmet to review the call in like 5 seconds, and we don't even know how many pitches were thrown. I would love to know if this counted against the pitcher's pitch count. You would assume. But yeah, I know, but that pitch didn't happen. But by all records, it didn't.
That's crazy.
It's insane. How does that happen?
Umpires are just giving them reasons to just say,
yes, exactly. Exactly. I don't know how that happens. Let's look at the standings before we move on. See who's undefeated. We got the Yankees. I think they're the only AL team undefeated. Yes, they are. Cardinals are undefeated.
What?
Yeah. They've actually been pretty good. Arenado's looking good. So is Newt Barr.
Yeah, Newt looks great. Good.
Yeah, Cardinals looking good. Dodgers, Padres. Mm. Oh, the Marlins lost one game of that series with the Pirates.
They lose game today?
Game two. What? No, they walked it off today. They walked it off Friday. They walked it off Saturday. They lost Friday. They won the opening day. Yeah, well, the Dodgers have been playing some close ones, but yeah, they have played two more games than the Yankees and have a worse run differential. But I mean, 20-9, kind of.
Shout out the Tigers, man. They tried to hold their own against the Dodgers. They really did.
Yeah, they did. I mean, the Dodgers, for the most part, it was a close series.
Fuck you.
Hopefully. No, I said the Padres.
I hate the Padres.
I passed over it quickly because they might be 4-0 by the time. How many winless teams? Well, the same amount as how many undefeated teams. Well, no, one less because the Cubs. The Brewers haven't won. The Braves haven't won. And the Tigers.
And the Twins.
Oh, yeah, and the Twins. Yeah.
So, Angels have won a game. The White Sox have won a game.
Oh, because they were playing each other.
Still.
Yeah, the White Sox won on opening day. It was the first time they've been over 500 since, like, 2023. I think it was like March of 2023.
You know, it's
something crazy. Yeah. Yeah, opening day 2023.
You know you're a bad pitcher when Benintendi's hitting a home run off you in the three spot.
It's a great point. I mean, they were bringing in dudes I've never heard of.
Yeah.
A lot of dudes I've never heard of.
Like their opening day starter, Sean Burke.
Yeah, who's that guy?
He won.
Yeah, congrats, but what an odd time.
I keep chasing.
All right, any MLB things that I might have missed
that
maybe stuck out to anybody?
Dylan Cruz has an absolute cannon. I don't know if you saw that throw from right field.
That throw was unbelievable out of right field from Dylan Cruz.
What else we got?
Quite the moment.
We've already addressed the Braves need to do something with their bullpen.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead and call Kimbrel up to the bigs. Let him get his time to shine.
Get Kimbrel and Jesse up here now.
Yes. At least Jesse, bro. Like, come on.
Both. Get Bummer out of here, dude.
We need to
make some trades.
Oh, yeah.
I'll say it right now.
Kyle Tucker got his first home run as a Cub.
Yep. So Matt Shaw, first career home run.
Devin Williams tried to blow a lead against his old team.
Yeah, that was opening day. We had Luke screaming over that one on the podcast on Friday. Somebody else said their first home run.
Nationals, all in all, haven't looked that bad.
No, they're not that bad. I mean, Mackenzie Gore was unbelievable on opening day, 13 Ks. I'm trying to think.
The dynamic duo in Oakland. Athletics, the middle infield.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Max Muncy and Jacob Wilson. Yeah. Jacob Wilson's a dog. I had him as a rookie of the year pick.
They're like AL hitting West. Numbers might not be like where they're at right now just because we just started.
Somebody's got three home runs, I think, for them. I can't remember who it is.
Nathan, what'd you see?
What? Oh, yeah. We're down 2-0.
Is Gavin Sheets about to do anything?
Gavin Sheets.
That pinch hit home run.
Yeah. Get out of here, dude.
See ya.
Can you pull up the Athletics last game real quick? I love that there's just no city. So good. Yeah, that one.
Damn, 2-1. They almost had it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good series with the Mariners for the Athletics. Soderstrom, he's got three bombs.
Yeah, he's kind of killing it.
Yeah. Also, in what world should Miguel Andujar be batting fourth in a lineup? That's a problem.
And
J.J. Bladé is right ahead of him. Also, Lawrence Butler, not looking too hot to start the year. He also made a defensive error that I saw.
Sophomore slump?
Yeah, that might be in the cards.
For the Mariners.
It happens.
Ryan Bliss got called up?
Yeah. Yeah, Ryan Bliss.
Let's go.
What's your connection to Ryan Bliss?
What?
Do you have a connection, or is he just somebody you were excited for?
I scrimmaged against him when he was on the East Cobb Yankees.
Got it. He played on the East Cobb Yankees and is in the league?
Yes. No, like, the 18U East Cobb Yankees.
Oh, that one's very good. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he went to Auburn. Dude's fucking gross.
Damn. Shout out Ryan Bliss. What? Let's see.
Hair?
What's he going to do, hit the umpire? Was he safe? Damn.
Unlucky.
Damn. Gavin Sheets.
Oh, Jay Hay. Man, just throwing fastballs. He's not going to hit it.
Don't say that. He literally had a sack. He had a sack fly in the opener. Okay. I think we're good on the MLB. I don't have anything else.
Nah. I think I'm chilling. I'm happy it's back.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so nice to have something to put on every night.
What?
Whoa. I'm glad they got the strike call on that. That
Holiday's weird. Already got his first home run of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Holiday. I hit one of my lines on better.
Yeah.
I had over half a total base.
For him, I had over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs. That's like my favorite category.
Dude, I took that on Olsen boosted. He got one. He got on third base multiple times. Yeah. Never scored.
I kid you not. On the same day, I had three Orioles and like a six leg.
Yeah.
Two of them didn't hit it. Then they hit it the next day.
Dude, I had Berríos over on strikeouts in that game. He gave up four home runs and they kept him in the game and he got the over. It's crazy.
I picked Westberg to have over 1.5 and nothing. Goes 0-for-4 that day. Next day, two home runs.
Yeah. I'm like, are you dude, the Orioles offense, we didn't even talk about that. The Orioles offense has been awesome because mainly it was on opening day. Where Cedric Mullins and Adley Rutschman had two home runs. But yeah, the Orioles have been insane. I was watching Quick Pitch this morning. They made a horrible joke. He was hitting more like Adley and not Badley.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah,
that's about as bad as the girl announcer.
Yeah.
His favorite color is green trees.
It was the girl on Quick Pitch, but.
No, but like the.
I know what you're talking about. The athletics.
Favorite,
yeah.
His favorite color is green trees.
Yes.
That's so bad.
Yeah, no comment on anything about the athletics.
Already for AJ?
Commentary.
Oh.
Let's go. Okay. Nathan, pull up the tier list. I'm very excited.
What tier list is it?
Edge rushers. Nathan, you can look at the title of the tier list. I think it says 2025 NFL Draft. Oh, brother. Not the ads. We can't even see the categories. You're going to have to put it on the other screen. I don't know what to do.
The bottom right there doesn't say edge.
I know. It says edge tier list, okay? We're not doing any whack shit. Trust. Have we changed the screen over yet? Okay, good. Maybe. Nope. We're struggling, guys. Yeah, it's fine. Colin, stop playing with the bobblehead.
His name is Thrash.
Okay, well, he's also a bobblehead. Did your head bobble? Sorry, we're fighting to waste time while Nathan tries to figure out this thing. Is that even showing up? Stop hitting me.
How can I even trust someone who's wearing a NASCAR hat?
Shut up. That was just a comment on TikTok. What do you think of the shirt?
It's nice. Yeah. Did you get that on Whatnot?
Nope. Depop.
Mm.
What? Whatnot is like an auction app, right?
Yeah.
What? What? Oh, yeah. I didn't think. Well, I guess you could duplicate the screens. Here, Nathan, go ahead and click pause. We're going to figure out all this stuff so we don't just waste time. All right, we got the edge rusher tier list pulled up on screen so we can fill it out. These players, I was going to say they're in no particular order. They are in a particular order. It's alphabetical by first name. I just kind of picked I picked 15 guys out of ESPN's top 20 that I thought were at least fun to talk about. There's some kind of conversation topic to be had here with these guys, some bit of discrepancy. I mean, all of these guys are going to get drafted. This is a huge draft class for edge rushers. So it's not nearly as, hit or miss as like quarterbacks and wide receivers where it's like, okay, well, some of these guys might just not get drafted. Pretty much all these guys, if not all of them, are going to get drafted. And coincidentally, we start off with number one on the board, Abdul Carter.
F.
He's obviously not an F.
Oh, shit, sorry.
He's obviously an S.
Yeah, we'll put him an S.
It's kind of hard when the guy's being contemplated as a top five, maybe number one pick. He's going to be S tier. So the next one is Donovan Ezeraku.
He's going A.
From Boston College. I think he's A tier as well. I think there's an argument. Okay, before we continue. To make what, B, you got to be a first rounder, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is a stacked draft class.
Yeah.
So Ezeraku is, in my eyes, going to be a first rounder. It just keeps trending that way. He's flying up boards over the last couple weeks.
In my eyes, he's top three to come off the board for edge rushers.
I hope so. I do. But there's so many teams that could go edge rusher that might not. And
yeah.
I just don't know. So, and I think people are valuing, especially the two Georgia guys who we'll talk about, Mykel and Jalen, I think both of them are getting like really mixed reviews. They're all over the place. So they definitely shake some things up. What about Jack Sawyer? Maybe a guy who's not as talked about for the first round, but could be an impact guy.
I'm gonna put him at C.
Yeah, I'd put him on the high. I don't love him. I like him. I think I'd probably borderline put him in D, but I could get behind putting him in C.
Yeah.
Because I do think he's probably a second rounder. So that's fair. What do we think about Jalen Walker? He people already said he had a slow 40 at his pro day.
I'm thinking B. I'm thinking he's going to be like a late first round guy.
Yeah, which is crazy because like I said, him and Mykel Williams are all over the place. I've seen mock drafts having him in like the top 5. And I've seen mock drafts with him in like the top 10. I think I had him in my top 10, but that was obviously like a month ago now.
Has it really been that long?
Almost.
Damn.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just really been all over the place with Jalen Walker. I want to say A, but I feel like B probably makes more sense.
B to be safe.
Yeah. What about James Pierce Jr. out of Tennessee? He's such an odd one to gauge because we come into the season last year and it's like he might be the number one overall pick. Mm-hmm. Didn't put up the numbers that we wanted to see from him, but he still got everything there. I mean, he looked wonderful at the combine.
I think just based on his athletic skill, we got to put him in A.
But then you talk about like the character issues, which has been a big conversation topic.
Well, you got to see where he's like at, like in the draft. Mm-hmm. He's going to be right there next to Ezra Yaku.
That's fair.
Yeah. So I feel like if we put him in A, we got to put James Pierce in A.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll put him in A. All right. Next, Jared Ivey. Mm-hmm. A little bit more of a slept-on guy out of Ole Miss. What are we thinking? I think
probably
he's not going in the first.
Probably
we know that.
Or would you put him ahead of Jack Sawyer?
I like him more than Jack Sawyer, but I'm not a big Jack Sawyer guy.
The thing is, I don't know too much about Jared Ivey to where I can't really talk that much about him.
I think it's tough to rate any of the Ole Miss guys because they all played together.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Jared Ivey, especially this past season. Jared Ivey and then Princely Uman-Milan, who we're going to talk about as well. Those two. And then you also had Walter Nolan on the defensive line. I don't know if it was just because all three of them were there together that they were so successful, or if one of them stands out to me more than the others. I like Jared Ivey's build more than I like Princely Uman-Milan's. So I would put Jared Ivey at C.
All right, we can do that. We can put him ahead of Jack Sawyer.
Yeah. I think he projects better than Jack Sawyer.
All right.
Okay, Jordan Birch out of Oregon. He's an interesting one. I think he transferred from somewhere else before last season. I can't quite remember. But Jordan Birch is kind of odd as well because not a lot of people talked about him this season.
Yeah.
Because Derek Harmon was the much more talked about defensive lineman at Oregon. Jordan Birch has, you know, makes a huge impact on the field. He's a strong player. He just hasn't had the numbers and doesn't have the notoriety. So he's not going to go first round. And I could see him dropping. But I don't want to put him in F.
So you're thinking D?
I think D probably makes the most sense for him.
The biggest thing, do you think he's better than Jack Sawyer?
No, probably not. Then, not as soon as he steps on the field.
Then we put him in D.
Okay, we're putting him in D. Yeah, he played 3 years at South Carolina, then we went to Oregon. So yeah, Jordan Birch going in D.
JT, put him in D.
Yeah, I mean, I like JT to him a lot, but I think there's too many things to not like, I think, about like the way that he plays and the way like what we saw from him at Ohio State. It was very up and down. You never really knew what you were going to get out of him week to week.
Mm-hmm.
Next one's Landon Jackson. I'm super high on Landon Jackson. I think he's a borderline first or second round guy.
I like him at B.
I like him at B as well. He'd probably be like, if we put anybody else in B, they'll push down Landon Jackson down the row in B. But I think he should be there.
This is the guy from Arkansas, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a baller.
He was like one of the only bright spots for Arkansas last season.
Yes. I thought you were going to say something about being bald.
No. Nah.
Yeah, I guess.
I've seen a lot of target for like the Bills reaching out and going after him.
Yeah, I think
that might.
Did I have him? No, I think he got pushed out of my first round, and I think I swapped him with Nick Scorton at 32.
I think that's what I had too.
Maybe. I can't remember. But yeah, I really like Landon Jackson. But he's just like right there in between. If we put him in C, he'd be the best C.
Yeah.
But I think he should go in B. Mike Green, it's kind of between A and B. I don't think anybody else is getting into Abdul Carter's
No shot.
stratosphere. Mike Green is so tough because similar to what we said about both the Georgia guys, Mike Green is all over the board. I mean, I've seen him all the way down to like 30. I've seen him all the way as high as like 8.
I like Mike Green in A.
You like him in A? I think, yes. I'm putting Mike Green ahead of James Pierce.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I'm pretty sure I have Mike Green going like 11.
Yeah, he's great. He's a great player. I mean,
he's going to replace Micah Parsons.
Yeah, it's just you always, well, I don't know about that, but you always got to be careful with group of five guys.
Yeah.
You never really know what you're going to get out of them. Next one, Mykael Williams out of Georgia.
We can't put two Georgia people in B, right?
but we might need to because I there is the potential for these guys to go like back to back.
Yeah.
Because they both play really well. I don't know. I want to put I probably put him in B cuz I like Jalen more at this point, but then again, he didn't test well at the pro day. I like Jalen a little bit more, but Mikal is very much there.
Yeah.
I think we put Mikal right behind Jalen in B, but ahead of Landon Jackson.
There's so many people that have Mikal going before.
Yeah.
Him too.
Well, do we want to put him ahead? What's your talk?
I think we put him ahead of Jalen.
Okay. Let's do it.
That's just my thought.
Yeah. All right, the next one's Nick Skorton. And I think the main reason I've been like readjusting my opinion on Nick Skorton, crazy enough, is the TikTok comments on our mock draft videos. Because I think me and you included him in our first round. I don't think Luke had him in it.
I'm going to go look.
Yeah, you can pull it up.
I'm pretty sure I had him in where I thought I had Landon Jackson.
Gotcha.
To the Bills.
Okay. Like yeah, because I like Skorton, but like so many people are like, there's just not enough tape on him.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, maybe he shouldn't be going that high. But from what I had seen of him playing, I liked what I saw. I think that he's got it. I mean, he's very versatile. He's a super strong player. I don't think he's the best guy out of A&M.
Yeah, I had him going 30,
you had him at
to,
30
the,
to, the,
to
Bills.
The Bills.
Okay. Pretty sure mine was...
I'm going to look. Don't worry.
Okay.
Also, did you see how many views that shit
got? Shout out to everybody that saw Colin's mock draft on TikTok. Did very well.
Yeah, 32,000 views.
Shout out to all the comments being like, how in the hell did Abdul Carter drop this far? No way in hell this is happening. Was this made by AI? Yeah, that was like a lot of them. Did
Luke,
I have Skorton in there?
I'm at Luke's right now.
Oh, okay.
Luke,
I don't think
not.
Luke had Skorton in his first round.
What the fuck, Luke?
He had a lot of corners in his first round. That was a big question mark for me.
You had him going to the Eagles.
Yeah,
I
had him at 32 to the Eagles. So I like Skorton. But is he going to be ahead of Landon Jackson? I think that's the question we have to ask. Okay, so do we put him in B ahead of Jackson? Because I think we've got more guys that might be Bs as well here.
Yeah, I say B ahead of Landon Jackson.
Okay.
Man, based on the mock drafts, we both have him.
That's
going
true.
Before Landon Jackson.
We did both like Skorton more than Jackson. That's fair. All right. Next, Oluwafemi Oladejo out of UCLA. I think he goes by Femi.
I'm going to let you take this one. Know nothing about this guy.
The reason I put a picture of him at the Senior Bowl is because he was a fucking dog at the Senior Bowl. I loved him in practice. I like what I've seen from him. He moves so well. I think he's huge, if I'm remembering correctly.
All right, well, here's an easy question then. What round's he going?
It's not an easy question because he's going to be day two, but I don't know if that means two or three. I don't know if he's going round two or three, but the guy, yeah, so he's here.
6'3"?
Combine stuff. He is, what? Yeah, his name's tough. 6'3", 259, and he didn't run a 40, but he had a 36.5-inch vertical jump, 10-foot broad jump. He did 20 bench press reps, which isn't great.
Yeah, it's for an edge rusher, you need a little bit more. Especially if he's going to be on like the bigger side of an edge rusher.
I don't know. I liked what I saw of him on the field, but I'm thinking out of the batch, I mean, if we have to put somebody in F, it might be him.
Really? You're just talking about how you're so
I know,
high
I like
on this
him
guy.
A lot, but I mean, we maybe don't even need F on this list because none of these guys are F. It's not like last year when we were like, all right, who's going to the CFL?
Yeah, we thought it was Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, well, he still has a job. He hasn't done a good job at it.
Because after this guy, I'm looking at the last two names. Neither one of those are going to F.
Yeah, those are both like round two or three guys, or round one or two guys, honestly.
Yeah, so... I say we just get rid of F.
I think we do get rid of F. And I want to put Femi Oladejo
D.
D ahead of Tui Malau. Actually, ahead of Birch, too. Put him at the front of D.
Top of D.
What? Wrong tier list.
Nah, it's the right one.
What are you doing? Yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah, so just ignore that F is even on the screen. The next one. Princely Uman Milan out of Ole Miss. I like him a lot.
What?
See?
See? Yeah, I'm for it.
Well, it's because.
But is he ahead of Ivy or not? That's the biggest question.
Listen, I'm gonna let you make that call because I'm not really too familiar with the Ole Miss guys, but the reason I'm saying C is because, like we said at the beginning of this, to qualify for B or higher,
yeah, you got to be in the first.
You got to be even just talked about. Yeah, talked about the first round.
And Princely hasn't gotten too much. I've seen a few of them sneaking in at 32, maybe.
There's
but
just not that many teams that need edge rusher in the first round.
No, not enough. Oh man, I want to put him at the front of C, but it's also like I don't know if he would be the first edge rusher of the second round. I don't know if I could see him being that.
It's crazy because I could see Jack Sawyer being the first edge rusher.
Maybe. People do kind of like that he was a captain at Ohio State. He was a
real leader.
Like
the way he played.
Yeah. But I don't like how he looks testing wise.
Yeah, I don't like the way he ran the ball when he picked up that fumble. It's kind of weird.
Let's put Princely at the back of C. We'll put him behind Jack Sawyer.
Okay, so it's like an Ole Miss sandwich.
Okay. Well, no, it'd be an Ohio State sandwich. You wouldn't call it a turkey sandwich isn't two pieces of turkey on the outside of bread.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
All right. Oh, damn. All right,
Shamar Stewart's going B. Way to thank you guys for tuning in.
No, we still got one more player.
What do you think I just said?
Shamar Stewart.
Going B.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. Okay, well, okay. Question. Is B too full?
No.
Does somebody need to kick down to C or up to A?
If anybody's getting kicked down to C, it's Landon Jackson. And he's going to the front of C.
Because
more realistically, he's the first name to get called in the second round. And then you put Shamar ahead of Scorton.
I do think Shamar is for sure ahead of Scorton. Yeah, let's get Landon Jackson in C.
Boom.
Chef's kiss.
Is that it? We're not readjusting from here.
Nope. Looks like a great dish of ratatouille.
Do we want to move down Ezeraku? Because I'm starting to think we're maybe a little too high on Ezeraku. Second best edge rusher in the class.
Maybe put Mike Green ahead of him.
It's tough.
For sure.
I do think Ezeraku's A.
If it makes your heart warm, put him behind JPJ.
It will not make my heart warm.
Good. I think we're good. Wrap that shit up.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. We locked it in.
What does that say?
Nathan just hit us with the Packers' proposal to ban the tush push has support within the competition committee. Interesting.
What's love got to do with it? Got to do with it.
I don't care.
What's
the NBA sucks.
Secondary motion.
All right. How far into this episode are we?
Not very far,
I would assume. How far? 52 minutes.
Sounds like it's
game time. Do you want to pause to set everything up? Okay. And then let's go ahead and take a pause. We'll come back with games.
Peace.
All right. I guess that's just how we're starting. It's with Colin saying skiddly diddly do. We're starting with a batter up. And then we've also got an immaculate grid in the queue. Shout out to the British folk. I'm going to say Q. Quay. Who do we think this guy is? Colin was saying Jackson Merrill before we even started the recording.
First guess.
Yo, give it a Jackson Merrill. I've got another Padre in my mind, but damn it.
So it's not a Padre.
If it was a Padre, I was going to go Cronenworth.
Center fielder, though.
Okay. Center fielder. Lefty.
In the AL.
AL.
Could it be Jaren Duran?
I like it. Hit the Jaren Duran button. Actually, no, don't. don't do that. Okay, it is in the AL East. Close
no,
to
it's
number...
not in the AL East.
Oh, it's in the AL, yep. Sorry. Close number to 28, right? Oh, sorry, age 28, sorry. Okay. So that didn't really get us all that much.
You just got to think of center fielders.
Yeah, which I'm not good at. That's like maybe the position I'm the weakest at knowing for some reason.
What position does Lawrence Butler play?
Right field, I think, or left field.
So it's not the Athletics.
What? Could be. Could be a different lefty center fielder. Let's see.
It's not the Astros. Astros is
it, who is the Astros center fielder?
Isn't it McCormick?
Is it still Chaz McCormick?
I think so.
The Chazmanian Devil. It is an interesting swing. Okay, so let's just start knocking out teams, not the Mariners.
Yep.
Well, actually, we can't say that because remember, didn't they give us like the backup, like whatever backup of the Braves? But okay, not yeah, is that a torpedo bat? It's not the Mariners. We're saying it's not the Strohs. This is Chaz McCormick Swing Center.
Not the Strohs. Not the Athletics.
It's not the Athletics, we think. Who? It's not the Angels. Well, no, because Trout's not the center fielder anymore. Who is the center fielder, though?
Joe Adell.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, Joe Adell's a righty, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not Joe Adell. Okay. Rangers center fielder. Who's playing center field for the Rangers? Leody Tavares? Is he playing center?
He's the lefty.
Hit the Leody Tavares button.
come on. Oh. AL West, though. Okay.
Oh, he's Dominican. I forgot about
so
that.
So it is
AL West. So it's one of the teams we said it's not. So that's good.
Is JJ Bleday a center fielder?
He might be playing outfield now.
Get a writ, Nathan.
Yeah. JJ Bleday. He's a lefty, I think. Bang! JJ Bleday. Let's go.
I can't remember if he played center field.
Let's run one more batter up, or do we want to do a strike zone? Yeah, let's do a strike zone. These are tough.
Oh, long
is that
hair?
Zach Gallen?
Oh, yeah, that's...
I don't know, because of the breaking ball. Just run Zach Gallen, because that was my intuition, but I think that might be a bullpen guy. Yeah.
It's a starter.
Oh, wow. Okay. Long-haired starter.
AL.
AL. No, NL.
AL. Oh, no, NL. You're right. My bad.
NL Central or East? What's Mike Clevenger up to these days? I saw that he pitched for somebody recently.
Yeah, low-key, that could be him.
Run Mike Clevenger.
I'm pretty sure he has short hair now.
Does he? I thought he had like short. Oh, wait, wait. Oh, wait, no. Mackenzie Gore's a lefty, isn't he?
Yeah.
Damn it. He has long hair. Go, Mike Clevenger. Fuck it. All right.
Yo, low key.
I didn't know what team he was on.
Try Aaron Nola.
Oh. It could be old video, I guess. He doesn't have the long hair anymore. Okay, so it's NL Central. That's not good. All right.
I feel like it's a Reds pitcher for some reason.
I don't think it is.
Rhett Lauder?
Has he pitched enough for them to even put him on here?
You could type his name to see.
Yeah, type in Rhett Lauder. R-H-E-T-T. No. All right, let's think. Oh, is that Jared Jones?
Oh. Yeah,
let's run it.
Let's run it.
Bang. Let's go. Oh, we're locked. We've been watching ball. Let me tell you. Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. Not even using a strike. All right, Immaculate Grid time.
Yes, sir.
All right. What are we? When we saw this at first, I immediately had a Ranger Brave that came to mind, and neither of them could guess. They named like 10 people. Mike Fultonevich.
That was going to be the next one.
That's my Brave Ranger that came to mind. I think we can accept 1%.
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
Cubs that played shortstop.
Dansby Swanson. Nico Horner.
Yeah, but those are going to be obvious.
Duh, I know. I'm just getting Ernie Banks. Just get some names out of the way.
I don't think Chris ever did.
Who? I doubt Chris Bryant played shortstop. Rizzo probably didn't. I wonder if Ben Zobrist got a game at shortstop, maybe.
I don't know.
That's tricky. Ben Zobrist was going everywhere, man. They had him pitching.
Cubs Braves.
Cubs Braves.
I feel like the most obvious one's going to be Jesse.
Jesse is obvious.
Or Dansby.
Hector Neris.
Dansby's going to be an obvious one.
Yeah, Dansby, obviously. Maddux is an obvious one as well.
I'm trying to think if, like, because you have Jock Peterson, too.
Oh.
And Hayward.
Hayward, probably a more obvious one.
I don't know. I
think that's a pretty obvious one.
Dansby.
Well, Dansby's definitely more obvious, but I mean,
I feel like Dansby.
Dansby and Greg Maddux are probably the top two.
Yeah, but I feel like Jock Peterson's also up there.
Could be. I feel like not a lot of people are really that aware of Jock Peterson's time with the Cubs.
You want to run Jock?
I don't. I think we could do better. There's got to be like a catcher, like some weird catcher. For some reason, that feels right.
Angels.
He played in the Angels and the Nationals. He might have played somewhere else too, but
AJ Pierzynski? Did he ever?
No, he's a White Sox. I don't think he was a Cub. Same with Flowers. Flowers was a White Sox.
David Ross ever play?
Oh.
I don't know why, but I feel like David Ross played.
For some reason, I do think you might be right about that, but I don't want to test it. I don't want to test that right now. Francisco Cervelli, he was a Pirate.
And a Padre.
Jeff Mathis, was he ever a Cub?
I don't know. I know he's a Diamondback.
Yeah. A lot of guys.
Should we just knock out like the team ones, like Marlins, Cubs?
Yeah, we could do some of those. If you have one in mind. I don't have one initially.
Rangers, Marlins.
Rangers, Marlins. Jeff Francoeur?
I can't remember.
I know he was a Royal and a Met and a Philly.
I feel like he was a Marlin too, because everyone says that he's played for the whole NL East.
I don't think he ever played for the Nationals.
Yeah.
There's got to be a more obvious Marlin Cub, right? I feel like there is, but it's not coming to me.
I feel like there's like a big name pitcher.
Could be. Shit. I don't know why. The Marlins are so trippy because, like,
they had everybody.
Yeah, they've had good players, but, like, typically it's not when they were good.
Yeah. Do we want to knock out the 100 plus RBIs?
Yeah, I mean. What are we thinking for? No, like, I think we might just have to play for some correct answers here on some of these, because I think we might end up
for the Marlins. Did Dan Uggla ever have a 100 plus RBI season?
Ugh, that's scary to think about. I doubt it. I seriously doubt Uggla having a 100 RBI season. Especially not with the Marlins.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't like messing around with counting stats and Dan Uggla. I don't think that's a good mix. We've got to have somebody that played shortstop.
For the Rangers?
Yeah, for the Rangers and the Cubs.
IKF?
Yeah, IKF would be good. Let's run that. Isaiah Conner-Falefa for the Rangers. Played shortstop. There we go. Good pull. Okay. Cubs played shortstop.
This one's yours.
The guys that came to mind already is Dansby, Javi, Horner, Ernie Banks. I bet Sandberg got a game at shortstop.
You think?
Probably. He's a middle infielder. He could have slid over there one time.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. He might even... Even if it is him, it probably would be more obvious to some people. Addison Russell. Bad guy, Addison Russell. Yeah. Do we want to run Addison Russell? It might be kind of high percentage, but
sure. I think
it'll get us something. Addison Russell. Cubs shortstop. You might have to type
third Addison. Third one down.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, I guess we're only picking blue hats.
All right, so 100-plus RBI season.
Who? Good shortstops ever. We can just go down the list. Whoever's like a very good. Okay. That one's probably. Yeah, let's work down the list.
A-Rod.
Okay. Let's keep dropping. Chipper. He played games at shortstop.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, they just had to play one game at shortstop. Chipper definitely played.
No.
I doubt it.
No shot.
I think Chipper's not a bad shot.
I like Chip.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to think of him as a third baseman.
Yeah.
Did Martin Prado ever?
Stop. No, we're not. There we go.
One.
There we go. There we go. Yep, still blue hat. Just different shade.
Braves, 100-plus RBI season.
Talking, didn't Matt Kemp do that? I think Matt Kemp might have. But let's wait. Let's see how things go. We'll test the waters.
Does it have to be with the Braves?
I think it does. I think if you hover over the stat, it'll tell you. Or like click on it, maybe. Yeah. That team. Okay. I'm pretty sure Matt Kemp did it with the Braves, but I don't want us to lock that in yet.
BMAC
could have. He didn't have too many like
Andrew Jones
hitting seasons. Andrew Jones certainly did. I mean, he had a couple 30 home run seasons. Yeah, I mean, Eddie Matthews, if you want to go back in the day, certainly had him.
Ron Gant.
Yeah, Dale Murphy is going to just, yeah, yes.
Otis.
We think Rabbit Marinville had one. He's a Braves legend.
Out of all those guys, what do we think?
I really want to try Matt Kemp, but I want to make sure we get other things first.
I don't know, because then we just fuck around.
That's true. But I want us to go, like, at least fill out the whole grid if we can. But if we miss something else, then we could try Matt Kemp.
Okay.
That's what I'll say. Okay. Does this name sound familiar? And first of all, did he exist? Second of all, was he a Marlin? Third of all, was he a Cub? Eliezer Hernandez. Is that a human being?
I don't know.
Nathan, can you fact check us without spoiling anything? I feel like Eliezer Hernandez pitched for the Cubs and the Marlins.
Do you want to run Hector Neris? You think that'd be too big of a name for
Hector
the Braves?
Neris for Cubs or Braves? I mean, that's not bad because Neris just pitched his first game for the Braves.
Yeah. Do you think that would pick it up?
Yes, it should because it's off Baseball References database.
Should we just run that?
We could do it. Yeah, Nathan, let's run Hector Neris for Braves Cubs. Also, with that kind of pull on Eliezer Hernandez, if you see that I'm right, you got to put that shit in. Eliezer Hernandez. Okay, Marlins?
What?
I mean, there's an Eliezer something. Okay, did he play for the Marlins and the Cubs? Because if he did, you have to put that in. Fuck, dude, I knew that name was familiar. Okay. Nice. Hector Neris, Cubs Braves, please. Okay. Okay, that's nice. He's only pitched one game, and it was 2 days ago. All right. Or 3 days ago. That helps us a lot. That definitely helps. But the Marlin category is tough.
Yeah.
Okay, Marlin, 100 RBI seasons. You got to, obviously, Stanton.
Yelich.
Yelich probably had one.
Ozuna.
Maybe. Maybe Ozuna. Gary Sheffield. Huh. I think Gary Sheffield. Miguel Cabrera.
Miguel Cabrera is going to be the obvious one.
The Florida Marlins, probably a more obvious one. Jeff Conine. Who's some other guy? Dude, guys, you should just end up in Miami.
Justin Bour, did he ever have one?
Yeah, see, that would be insane. I doubt Derek Dietrich ever did it.
No.
Did Dietrich play for the Rangers? He did.
Did he?
Yeah, he ended up on the Rangers.
Are you sure?
Yes. Derek Dietrich, Rangers, Marlins. Nathan.
Don't fuck this up.
I'm certain that Derek Dietrich was a Ranger. It's D-I-E.
He's right there on the list at the very bottom.
Bang! Bang!
And he's a Yankee.
Bang. Let's go. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, feed the hot hand.
I'm getting back into midseason form.
It feels like you got to rip the Matt Kemp one now.
We got to run Matt Kemp 100 RBI season. He either had 100 RBIs or 100 hits. No, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. I swear to God, if he had 98, I'm going to like. Yeah, let's do the other. Okay. Marlin 100 RBI season. We might just have to pick from the big names.
I feel like from Marlins Cubs, we just have to find one. And
yeah, yeah. Definitely. Okay. Just start thinking guys that wound up in Miami. Maybe pitching. Pitching might be the route. Okay. Trying to think. Oh, or we think of that like those.
Did R.A. Dickey 2010s? Ever pitch for either
of those? I
think he
was on the Marlins. He might have been a Cub. Don't remember him ever being a Marlin. Like, did like C-Sheck?
Oh, fuck. Hi. That sounds right.
You know?
That sounds right. Did we just say fuck?
Or are we mixing up Neshek and C-Sheck?
No. Because okay. I know Neshek was Philly. Yes.
Okay.
I kind of like that.
C-Sheck?
I kind of like
that. Oh,
Grayson, you're hot right now. Just trust me.
All right, Nathan.
Just trust
me. C-Sheck. I don't even know his first name.
Steve.
Steve C-Sheck.
You said it like 30 seconds ago.
Did I?
Yeah.
For Marlins Cubs.
Oh, man.
I don't know about this. But if we get it wrong, we run Matt Kemp, and maybe that brings us back. Yeah. Let's go. We're hot, boys. We're hot right now. I think... Let's go ahead and get a Marlin 100 RBI because we're not gonna get a good rarity score on that one. I'm thinking I don't think that's gonna happen. Obviously we can't do Stanton
and we can't do Miggy.
Yeah. Do we think Yelich had 100 RBI? Because he didn't really break out until he got to Milwaukee. Maybe Romuto.
Oh brother, you're pulling at the strings, right? Anybody recently like when they've been bad?
That was my problem. I don't think anybody did it while they've been bad. It's not easy to get 100 RBIs in.
Soler?
He didn't play the whole season there, did he? I don't think he finished the season.
Jesus Sanchez?
No.
Jazz?
No. Jazz might have... Okay, the ones we have to stay away from are Stanton and Miggy, right?
Yeah.
Could we go back to like Gary Sheffield?
I'd be down for Gary Sheffield.
Okay. Let's do Gary Sheffield for Marlins 100-plus RBI season. Now I'm afraid that I'm going to ruin the perfect if I guess Matt Kemp. Okay. It's a high rarity score, but I mean, for what?
Well,
oh, really?
Okay. Can you name them? I'm just curious.
Yeah, can you give us some of the other ones?
Yeah. I'll do it in order by most recent to least.
I would assume Stanton's one of the most.
Marcell Ozuna.
Oh, okay.
In 2017, as well as Stanton in 2017.
Yeah.
Then Stanton.
Stanton won MVP that year.
And then in 2010, Dan Uggla.
Oh, man.
With 105.
Fuck. I'm so mad that I talked you out of that.
I actually put it in there just to try it. It was 3%.
Damn.
Jorge Cantu, Hanley Ramirez, Miguel Cabrera, Carlos Delgado.
Ooh, that
Miguel Cabrera. Mike Lowell, Cliff Floyd, Mike Lowell.
Cliff Floyd would have been a good pull.
Preston Wilson,
yeah,
Moises Alou, Gary Sheffield, and Jeff Conine.
Oh, so Conine was on there too.
The Cliff Floyd would have been just a straight
MLB straight MLB the show pull. He was a solid like 88 right fielder diamond to get like early in the game. Are we going to run Matt Kemp?
Might as well.
I kind of want it fact checked at this point.
No, run it. Nathan, type it in, Matt Kemp.
Oh, dude, I'm so scared that he got like 98. Nathan,
he didn't do it?
No, he didn't do it? Okay, that's all I needed to know. I feel like he had 98, though, or something. For some reason, that sticks out to me. Okay, obvious ones that have happened.
Did Rafael Furcal ever have over 100 RBIs?
He wasn't much of a hitter.
Dale
Murphy would be good. He's kind of forgotten sometimes.
Mark Teixeira, did he ever do that?
Ooh, I don't think he played long enough with us.
Matt Kemp had 99 stolen bases.
Matt Kemp?
Strikeouts.
Strikeouts. Well, yes. That's...
64 RBIs.
Oh, really? That's it?
With the Braves, yeah.
Maybe I was thinking hits. I don't know. I remember going
21.
Okay, so that might have been what it was. It might have been hits. Because I remember going to a Braves game the season he was there, and they were showing like a trivia thing of like who have the most of whatever this stat is. And I remember Matt Kemp having like the most on the team or something, and it was over 100.
How obvious would Freddie Freeman be?
Extremely, extremely obvious. I think we have to go back in the day.
Not too like
not too far back.
Hank Aaron's going to be the most obvious one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying go back to Hank. I'm saying like go back to like the 90s or the 80s. Maybe even the 2000s might be a good area to hit. Like first base.
Did Dan Uggla ever do it with the Braves?
I don't think so. I mean, his best season of his career was with us, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Shit. When he had that high-ass batting average for like half the year. He went on like a, what, 36-game hit streak or
something?
Something
like that.
Man.
Jason Hayward ever have 100-plus RBIs?
He might have. Justin Upton?
Justin Upton?
That might have. That one could be.
That feels right.
What about like Fred McGriff? Think he ever did it?
I don't know. That feels like a Cliff Floyd.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough.
I feel like we just got to go with the gut. Whichever one we...
Are we thinking Justin?
Fuck it.
He was a baller.
Fuck it.
Are we running Justin Upton?
Nathan, fuck it.
Justin Upton.
Nah, he's got a grin on his face.
Yeah, he doesn't look happy. He doesn't look happy.
Just fumbled the grid.
Let's go! Oh, fuck yeah. 0.3.
That was a good ass.
I'll take that. I know. Look, the Gary Sheffield screwed us a little bit.
But if we would have just went with my gut.
We should have gone with your gut with Dan Uggla. We would have had a much better rarity score.
Justin Upton got 102.
Let's go.
14.
Let's go.
I didn't even see it on the list. There was only 40 players, by the way.
Yeah.
I didn't even see it on the list until as I went to start typing his
name.
Oh,
wow.
So at first, I
did
Uggla didn't
do
think
it?
It was on there. No.
Okay.
The highest he got, I think, was like in the 60s.
Good
us.
Save. Good save.
You guys missed a lot of... Ron Gant did it.
Colin said that.
Oh, he did?
Earlier.
Yeah. Galarraga.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
Javi Lopez.
I mean, I can't be mad about .3. Yeah. I mean, it almost doesn't get better than that.
Dan Brothers.
Yeah, then...
1989.
Yeah, see, those are the ones that would get you the .01.
Yeah, or Hugh Duffy.
.000.
Yeah.
Yeah, he missed Tommy Tucker and Tommy McCarthy back in the 1800s.
Yeah, no, not those guys.
Herman Long.
Okay, we definitely could have improved on Sheffield. But
Wally
I
Berger.
Think across the board, that was pretty solid.
Yeah.
Probably could have done better at shortstop, too. I literally chose, like...
Addison Russell.
The way to go about those is to choose a guy who's not a primary shortstop. And I did choose a primary shortstop,
yeah,
but, like...
I can't think of, like... Many other
yeah,
shortstops.
But also, the Cubs used to do whatever the hell they
scroll
wanted
down, Nathan,
when Joe Maddon
like
was their manager.
Top answers were. So I'm sure Javi Baez.
What? I can't even read that name. What is it? Shawan Dunston.
Yeah, no.
What? Okay, so I was right about Maddox. Oh, Moises Alou. That one makes sense. Pudge. I always forget to Pudge ended up with the Marlins.
Yeah.
Teixeira was the highest. Ranger Brave. I don't even think we said him for that because we were just like, that's too obvious, I think.
We could have done Jock as well and Luke Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, Luke Jackson would have done good. He's there right now, isn't he? Yeah.
Good work.
Yeah, that was some good stuff. Got the brain going. We're back in baseball moves.
It's been a while since
you're playing MLB The Show, so you should be getting better and better as the year goes on. Yeah, 310 Braves Cubs. That's crazy. Obviously, Maddox is the big one. Billy Hamilton?
Oh,
that would have been a good
pull.
Can we see, like, sort by years, maybe? Is that an option? Oh, Bethancourt. Forgot he was there last year.
Angelton Simmons?
Oh, wow.
Shelby Miller?
Drew Smyly. How do we miss Drew Smyly?
Cameron Maben.
Oh, Maben. Dan Winkler.
Craig Kimbrell.
Brad
Jonathan,
Brock
Jonathan
is one
Lucroy
of my... That was the catcher.
Lucroy
was yeah.
the catcher. I think it would have worked for all three.
Yeah. Terrence Gore. But he didn't play a regular season game for the Braves, so I don't think he actually counts. It doesn't even show a year that he played for us, because he only signed in the postseason.
Vizcaino.
Mm.
What a pull.
I forgot about Vizcaino. Yeah, Tommy La Stella works for everyone. Carl Edwards Jr. pitched like a couple games for us.
Jackson Merrill doubled the left.
God damn it, bro. We're about to be 0-4.
We can't get shut out again.
Nah. Oh, no. Oh, Mark DeRosa, shout out D-Row. I should have had that one.
Derek Lee.
What? Todd Hollinsworth? Yeah, he played in the league. It's not who you're thinking of, but Kenny Lofton played for us?
You think about that kid we coached?
Yeah.
Wasn't the little short kid?
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Shout out. Shout out the, what was he, the crime yard dog? Junk. Yeah. No, the crime dog? Crime dog, that's what it was. I was mixing Zach Randolph and Fred McGriff. Yeah, that was fun. Are we back into the regular screen? Thank you guys for watching. Obviously, make sure you have marked your calendars for April 24th. It is the Draft Night Special live right here on YouTube. Me, Colin, Nathan, Luke, Mike, in person live for the entire first round. All 32 picks, all the trades, all the news, everything live right here on YouTube. Make sure you're subscribed here and you turn on post notifications so you get everything that happens right here. Make sure you've liked the video and you comment your favorite moment from MLB opening weekend. And make sure that you are following us on Instagram and TikTok so you see some of our short-form content on there. And the Braves are still losing 3-0.
That glove is ugly.
It is an ugly glove on Suarez there. but, yeah, make sure you're following us there. Join the Second Short subreddit, r/2andandshort. Colin, anything to leave the people with for the week?
Yeah, why the fuck you got to reference me as a little leprechaun? That's still in my head, bro.
That was weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
That was 2 weeks ago. Mm. Okay. Big Leprechaun. Is that better? I think that's worse.
That is so bad.
Yeah, that's so much worse. That's so like, you would prefer...
It's like when someone comes up to you and goes like, what's up, big man?
Exactly. Exactly. So you would prefer that I call you a little leprechaun. I know exactly who. My first day of work at this particular place that you happen to be wearing the shirt for, the boss. That's who. What is this? No. Get out of here. All right. All right. Colin, do you have anything? You got it? No, definitely not that.
Nah.
You got anything for the people? All right. Well, you guys, enjoy the week. Enjoy all the baseball that you will be watching
this
week.
Cooper.
No. And we will be back. Well, I'll be back on Friday. Colin will be back next week. Got a lot of fun draft coverage, a lot of fun MLB coverage coming for you. So stay tuned and we'll catch you guys later. Peace.
Deuces. Love you. Bye.